Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
I've been seeing a lot of videos lately saying economists are predicting a housing crash. So I figured I would look in the details, and the details are a little shocking even to me. So in this video, we're going to talk about is, have you been sitting on the sidelines since 2021, 22, 23, 24, now waiting for that entry point to buy your first house? Well, let's into the data, because a lot of economists are saying 2025 might be your year to get in. So let's look at the data. Let's get to it. My name is Dan Frio. I do a report like this every day. I talk about real estate, financing. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to be able to work with you if you're out there maybe looking to buy your first house, maybe first investment property. Maybe you're looking to refinance. So our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how in the world would we do that? I'll give you all my information at the end of this video if you're looking to buy a house after you see this. So let's get to it. Here's what home prices have done, and we're just going to go right about the beginning of COVID, or the latter part of COVID, because right after that, because of the big rise in prices, people said that the housing market has to crash, okay? So that's what we started hearing in 2021, and 2022, and 2023, rates went to 6, 7, even 8% interest rates, and what happened to housing then? It was going to crash. It was going to be worse than 2008. Well, we're starting to see videos once again saying this is going to be worse than 2008. Well, what happened in 2001, 2, 3, and 4? So let's get to the data and figure out all this stuff. So here's what home prices have done basically since, we'll just say, the end of COVID. So here's what they did. They skyrocketed through here, and then right through here, this is about when everybody said, okay, we've hit the top, the absolute top, and from here, it's nothing but down. Well, that's what I'm going to focus in on a little bit right through there. And then I'm using actually an AI tool. It's called DeepSeek. If you have any other ones that you think is better than this, let me know down below. But I put in some of the data that we're going to use for here so you can actually see the numbers calculated on the screen. I'm going to do that with this, and then we're going to actually look at interest rates, because I just had a young man looking to buy in Florida. He was in Tampa, Florida, and he said, you know those channels that just keep saying the housing market's going to crash? Well, I heeded their warning. And now in my area, house prices are basically 2 times the amount. Now, these aren't my words. I'm actually trying to get a lot of these people to come in and do a live event with me so you can hear it point blank from them. And they're like, okay, my housing market now is double, almost double what it was back when. And then I could have got a rate at 3-4%. Now they're 7. So what good were all these videos? So I figured, okay, I got to really dive into this data. What are people seeing? Am I missing something? And then a lot of economists now are saying, oh, it's going to be another crash. So is a crash upon us? I want to dig into the details. That's why we're doing this report. Okay, so here's where this young man was talking about. He said, okay, if I bought down in here, 2021, right here, I would have got a rate at 3-4%. Okay, and they've been up and away since then. Okay, I get it. You're correct. Okay, so what I'm trying to do is going to show you this. If you would have bought then, when everybody was saying it was going to crash. And the reason why I'm telling you this is you have to do your research. Don't trust what these guys are telling you, because I'm going to just show you right here a lot of information you guys can use for your knowledge and your choosing if you want to buy a house or not. I hope you find this data valuable. So let's get over to it. We're going to compare if you would have bought in 2021 to if you're going to buy today. So let's get over to the data. First, we're going to analyze where were the prices. Where are they today? Did we see a crash? Well, here's the data that we have. And this is the Federal Reserve, Fed data, average sales price of homes. Now, people are going to say, well, you can't use the average. You have to use the median. You can't use median. You have to use this. You have to use something, folks. So if you look at most of these charts, they're almost the same. Okay, so here's what we saw. This was kind of the end of COVID when rates were like 2, 3%. And this is when it continued up through here. And this is when it's like, okay, the markets are starting to get a little frothy. And this is where everybody's like, okay, it has to crash. Nothing has to do anything. Okay, so here's what prices have done basically since 2022 when everybody was saying there's going to be a crash, right? So we've seen it move all the way up to here. Now, it peaked out right through here. So I want to take the peak. To be fair, I'm going to take this peak. The peak is 525,100 in Q2 of 2022. That's when a lot of people predicted the top, okay? So and then they said it's going to be just a complete bloodbath since here. Okay, so where are we now? 2 years, 2.5 years later, we're from 525 over here to 5103. Okay, yeah, it's down. How much? Okay, so let's go over here. That's why I'm going to use chat or DeepSeek. 525 dropped down to 510. $15,000 drop, percentage-wise, 2.8%. 2.8%. It can't be that. Well, how much is it? That's over a couple years. Look at this from 2022 to the end of 2024. That's averaging about 1% a year loss. Far cry from a crash. Okay, so that's the first piece of the puzzle. Okay, the next piece of the puzzle, interest rates. People said, well, when rates get over 4, it's going to crash. Or 5, crash. 6, 7, 8, it's going to be horrendous. Let's get over to see where rates are and what they did and what the housing market did. We already know what prices did. Okay, right through here. They stayed steady. Basically a 2% reduction. Go over to here. Where could you have been if you wouldn't have listened to these guys? Okay, you might not have been in a position to buy at that time. A lot of you were. Okay, so let's go down through here. Let's say you would have bought, I don't know, in 2021, 2022, somewhere down through here. Let's just take, well, here, let me use the averages I took. 417, that was the price of the houses right back in here. 417, we're going to take it right through here. Middle of 2021, right? 417 was the price then. Where are we now? 510. Let's compare these things. You could have got it at 417, now it's 510. You're waiting for those price drops, didn't get it. You're also waiting for interest rates to go down. Well, they were 5.3, and I picked the highest peak that I could at that time, which was right through in through here. So if you go over through here, it was 5.3. The payment would have been, what is it? Total interest paid, interest loan, well, right up through here. It's basically telling, oh, $2,316. What that payment is today, $3,308, for a difference of about $1,000. So you waiting costed you $1,000 a month. Appreciation at a rate that, you know, still continued, even if you waited right through here and bought here, you're still in an okay position. And this was 3 years ago. So that's what's going on with home prices, folks. They're not moving. When it comes to interest rates, we're going to be in a tight range here. And that's why a lot of people watch me on a daily basis, because we look through this. So they'll go to the 30-year fixed. Let's just go to where it's been over the last year. Okay, so it's been basically 6.9. Where are we right now? 6.8. The rates are the same as they were last year at this time. Let's go back 5 years from now. Now, this isn't fair, but if we go all the way back to here, you know, let's say rates have been basically in this range, let's say six-ish, whatever, since mid-2022. 2.5 years we've been at these rates and home prices continue to move. Now, you might say, well, there's a lot of supply coming to them. Well, not as much as you think. Let's get over to this here. What we have through here, this is inventory. Okay. This is inventory. If you go, this is the max that this chart has gone. And I'm trying to use everything from the Federal Reserve to make this fair. So here's where we at with the amount of houses in inventory right through here. Here's what you're seeing. So yes, it had a huge spike, but it's still nothing compared to where we were back in these days. And this isn't even the times where, you know, a lot of homes hit the market because of that 2008 housing crash. Okay. So you still have this. Then you might say, well, mortgage delinquency is going skyrocketing. Now, here's actually what the mortgage delinquency is doing. This is a chart going back to 1992. If you just look at the last, let's say, 5 years, doesn't look like a chart that's, you know, people are going completely delinquent on their loans. If we go over to this piece here, this actually gives us large bank consumers with balances 90 days plus past due, all the way down at 0.43 of a percentage. So not even 1% of the people with a home are in foreclosure. So the lesson of this story, I guess I'll put it this way, is please do your own research. Don't rely on me. Especially don't rely on these YouTubers that just keep telling you time after time after time the world is ending. Let them do them and let you live on your life. If you want to be, you know, in that position your whole life where you're following all the negative news, not going to really go further. You know, you have to reach out there a little bit, folks. But my biggest point here is please do your research. And that's why we come on every day. I try to educate you guys on interest rates, different programs. Get with a realtor in your area. Get the data from your area. These are just national averages. I live right outside of Chicago. Our home prices here have been up about 7-8% over the last 5-7 years. We don't have huge jumps. We usually don't crash either. So here it's kind of steady, slow and steady. What's your market area doing? So that's my report, and that's what I want to talk about when it comes to this. So last but not least, I want to give you, I think at the beginning of this video, I said my slogan. If you're looking for a house, you'd like to buy or at least kick the tires with it, or if you're a homeowner and you're like, okay, you're trying to watch the trends of the market, but you close on a rate and you're 7.5-8% rates, I'd love to be able to help you navigate a home purchasing or maybe a home refinancing. My name is Dan Friel. I do this video every day, actually two a day. And our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how in the world can we do this? It's pretty simple. I joined this bank for this specific reason. And there's only a couple banks in the whole country that do this. We have a federal license. That means we're licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The real cool thing is, we're also established with about 32 other lenders right now. And what that means to you is I can use, when you're applying with us, we can use all of our programs here at the bank, and I can use all those other 30 plus companies. I can use their rates, their programs, down payment assistance programs. You have investor programs, reverse mortgages. We have the works from FHA, VA, USDA, DSCRs, and the works to help you guys navigate this environment. So I hope you learned something today, folks. If you want to reach out to me or put in your application, love to work with you. You go to therateupdate.com. Our website's right through here. Or with four ways to reach out to me. One, right up through there, you can put in your application. Number two, you can schedule a consultation. Let's say you go there and you don't want me to pull your credit. I won't anyways, but you don't want a hard credit pulled or something. You just have questions. Well, schedule a consultation or just scroll down right through here and you're going to find our 800 number. You'll find that 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally. Guys, if you have comments, leave them down below. If you really need my help, I'd love to hear from you at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks for watching, folks. I hope you learned something today, and can't wait to see you at the closing bell later on. Great day. Take care.